I'm Tony Cox, and this is News and Notes. What's one of America's most outspoken public intellectuals doing kicking around with hip-hop and soul music vets? If you're Cornel West, you've been laying down a brand new album. The Princeton religion professor has recently teamed up with Prince, KRS-One, Talib Kweli, and other artists to record Never Forget, The Journey of Revelations. The disc is edutainment to the fullest. West shares his ideas on politics and black culture, while guest artists rap and sing across 12 tracks.
We're taking hip-hop back to its roots when the people could see that the hip and hip-hop stood for we want to be free. We go from
the Of course, Cornel West is much more than his music collaborations. He's a decorated scholar, for one, and a best-selling author. Over the last decade and a half, he's written several wise and wildly popular critiques of race and democracy in America. He sat down with NPR's Farai Chidea.
Let me go straight to some of your songs, because you do have some really interesting contributors. You have this song, Mr. President, with KRS-One and M1 of Dead Prez. Yeah. Tell me what that's about.
Well, it's a direct address to the president. It's Socratic questioning. We want to know why you lied. We want to know why you spied. We want to know why you're torturing folk or condoning torturing and the kind of jargon-written language what people actually know on the ground the torture's taking place.
Why did you lie about the war? Too many precious lives lost.
That's right. Too many precious lives lost.
And, of course, there's no way that I can even begin to capture the artistic subtlety of KRS-One and M1 in terms of their own ways of characterizing the challenge to the president.
The proceedings, your election was a selection, so we wait for your confession. It's a lie, like the police with that service and protection. See that don't do red, white, and blue, because look what that can cost us. Every time I see that flag, I'll be throwing up your pasta.
I had a book in my hand which was about why people don't consume conscious hip-hop, what is called conscious hip-hop. Do you believe that's true? Secondly, if so, why? And third, if so, why are they going to listen to you?
Well, I think that actually if conscious hip-hop had more visibility and had access to the waves, people would eat it up. But I do believe that we're going to see a swing. A shift is taking place. A paradigm shift is taking place in hip-hop. Look at Brother Nas just in December, right? Hip-hop's dead. Well, this city said, no, it's not dead, Nas. We got something to say. But it's going back to the best of the tradition. And at the same time, it connects with young folk.
Now, speaking of connecting with young folk, you are around people of all ages, I would expect virtually every day of your life, having dedicated yourself to being a teacher and and have gone through, by now, a full generation of students probably. What do they think? Do any of your students say, oh my gosh, why are you cutting a rap album? Or, fantastic, you're cutting a rap album. Or, I don't even like rap. Why are you cutting a rap album?
Well, I mean, you know, the students, they don't speak with one voice. They don't have a homogeneous view. But it is true that for the most part, they're very excited about it because they say to themselves, my God, we got this brother from Motown, Philly Sound, Curtis Mayfield generation still trying to present a danceable education. But they also say, well, are you taking a chance, 53 years old, to make your entree on this terrain? I said, no, I'm young in spirit, and I'm willing to learn and listen from the artists.
Raise your Socratic questions to the system.
You take a towering figure like Prince, when we do the song together, Mr. Man, they say, what Prince have in mind? Well, he figures, here's this Brother West, older generation, willing to intervene, but in a self-critical and a humble way.
Break it down, Brother Prince. What's wrong with the world today? Things just got to get better. Show me what the leaders say. Maybe we should write a letter.
You have not been afraid to offer up your walking papers. For example, at Harvard, at which you made a happy home for many years, Lawrence Summers, who obviously has issues of his own, who's just left as the president of Harvard after a very tumultuous tenure. He criticized you. You bounced to Princeton. Are you afraid on some level that the level of integrity that you show in your academic life will be diluted by you moving into the pop culture sphere.
When you talk about integrity, you're really talking about a certain kind of witnessing, a certain kind of being in the world that goes from classroom to the streets, that goes from the church and mosque, synagogue and temples to the community centers. And in that regard, I think people will be more apt to say, it's interesting that he's taking this risk. Then they hear the album and say, oh, my Lord, this is a historic piece. He has pulled this off. And so your integrity is actually reinforced. But in the end, of course, it's not about you. It's really about, it's about the cause. It's about the suffering that we're trying to overcome. It's about the vision we're trying to promote.
Well, finally, give me just the essence of what your vision of a just world is. What do you want to see? What do you see in your dreams when you dream?
Well, I think in the end, it's really about a dignity and a self-respect that people have given access to material resources. So it's both an elimination of a material poverty. It's an overcoming of a spiritual poverty. And this city is about the courage to think, Socratic, the courage to love, which is prophetic, and the courage to hope, which is blues-like. And this is a blues-like CD coming out the best of a blues people.
All right. Well, Professor, on that note, thank you so much.
Thank you so very much. You stay strong. God bless you.
Same to you.
Each and every one of us.
That was NPR's Farai Today, speaking with Cornel West. West is a professor of religion at Princeton University. He also has a new CD out called Never Forget, A Journey of Revelations.
But come what may, everything's going to be all right.